Morning Watch, Philippians Week 4, Counting All Things Lost to Gain Christ. Friday, Related Verses. Ephesians 1:19-20. And what is the surpassing greatness of His power toward us who believe, according to the operation of the might of His strength, which He caused to operate in Christ in raising Him from the dead, and seating Him at His right hand in the heavenlies. Romans 1:4, who is designated the Son of God in power according to the Spirit of holiness out of the resurrection of the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. 2 Corinthians 4:10-12, always bearing about in the body the putting to death of Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who are alive are always being delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So then death operates in us, but life in you. Romans 8:17. And if children, heirs also, on the one hand heirs of God, on the other joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified with Him. Romans 6:3-5. Or are you ignorant that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into His death? For if we have grown together with Him in the likeness of His death, indeed we will also be in the likeness of His resurrection. Philippians 3:9-10. And be found in Him, not having my own righteousness which is out of the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is out of God and based on faith. To know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being conformed to His death. Portions from the footnotes for verse 10. Note 1, no. Paul lived in a condition of having not his own righteousness, but the righteousness that is out of God, in order to know to experience Christ, and the power of His resurrection, and the fellowship of His sufferings. In verse 8, to have the excellency of the knowledge of Christ is by revelation, but to know Him here is by experience. To have the experiential knowledge of Him, to experience Him in the full knowledge of Him. Paul first received the revelation of Christ, then sought the experience of Christ, to know and enjoy Christ in an experiential way. Note 2 for power. The power of Christ's resurrection is His resurrection life, which raised Him from the dead. The reality of the power of Christ's resurrection is the Spirit. To know, to experience this power requires identification with Christ's death and conformity to it. Death is the base of resurrection. To experience the power of Christ's resurrection, we need to live a crucified life, as He did. Our conformity to His death affords the power of His resurrection a base from which to rise up, that His divine life may be expressed in us. Note 3 for fellowship. The participation in Christ's sufferings, a necessary condition for the experience of the power of His resurrection, by being conformed to His death. Paul was pursuing to know and experience not only the excellency of Christ Himself, but also the life power of His resurrection and the participation in His sufferings. With Christ, the sufferings and death came first, followed by the resurrection. With us, the power of His resurrection comes first, followed by the participation in His sufferings and conformity to His death. We first receive the power of His resurrection, then by this power we are enabled to participate in his sufferings and live a crucified life in conformity to his death. Such sufferings are mainly for producing and building up the body of Christ. Portions from the Life Study Messages. If we would understand chapter 3, verses 8 through 11, we need to pay attention to the way these verses are composed. Verses 8 through 11 are one long sentence. Verse 10 begins with the infinitive, to know. This infinitive phrase is related to the phrase, gain Christ and be found. This indicates that to know Christ is a result of being found in him. All the words between be found in him in verse 9 and to know him in verse 10 describe in what condition Paul aspired to be found in Christ. He was willing to suffer the loss of all things and count them to be refuse, that he might gain Christ and be found in him to know him. According to Paul's concept, if we would know Christ, we must first be found in him. Moreover, to be found in him requires that we count all things lost on account of the excellency of the knowledge of Christ, and then suffer the loss of all things and count them to be refuse. Only when we have the excellency of the knowledge of Christ, a vision of the supreme preciousness and surpassing worth of Christ, shall we be willing to let go of everything else and count those things as refuse. Then we shall gain Christ and be found in him. We shall be those who live in Christ and who are found by others in Christ. Being found in him, we shall surely know him.